You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next, we speak to Gwenna Finnegan, who's the primary schools coordinator for TESOL ANZ, about the challenges facing teachers providing support for speakers of other languages.
At a countrywide level, we've been looking at the need for having trained staff doing the job, not throwing people in the deep end and expecting them just be able to create and run a successful program for the children. And we're looking at the importance of having a teacher, preferably a teacher who's qualified in ESOL, teaching the children, but at the very least having an overview of the programs within school, so that if a teacher aide is running the program, they're getting the correct support and the correct training to be able to help the children properly. The teacher aides generally are really hard-working and wonderful people, but it's not really fair to them to expect them without the training and support to be dealing with the children who need to make accelerated progress in order to catch up with their peers.
I've read that there's been quite a big increase in demand for teaching English to speakers of other languages. Do you have experience of that, or have you seen a growing demand in your work?
When I first started in this role, I had one student, and now I have 37.
Wow.
So that's huge. When I started back in 2006, the bottom had just dropped out of international education because the younger children were having to stay with their legal guardians. And so suddenly we weren't getting all these influx of children who were being sent overseas by themselves. And so there's no longer the numbers, and that really dropped off. But now with the higher migrant level, which is great because we're getting in more and more skilled migrants, and also refugees coming in, it's meaning that we've got a greater demand for skilled teachers.
And in terms of government policy, I saw that there was recently announced a funding increase for ESOL. Is that enough, do you think?
With the numbers we have now, we're only just breaking even for a paid teacher, and we have big numbers, whereas with the smaller schools, with the fewer children, you'd be lucky if you're getting a teacher aid money there, and even then they're pushing towards a living wage for teacher aid. So I think we'll see. I think the more that can be offered, the better, because half an hour a day is great if it can be every single day, but the children are still having to survive the other 4 hours in the classroom without that language support.
Yeah, so what is an ideal amount of support that you would give to, I guess there's no such thing as a typical student, but that you would give to, or just from your experience, how much time students generally need spent with them?
I think ideally it would be like America and UK, where every classroom has a trained teacher aide in it who can support the teacher to support all the children within the classroom. I think that would be a great amount of support to have. So you'd have the children going out for their time with the ESOL teacher, but then back in the classroom, there's another adult who's trained to support children who are learning English as an additional language and who are trained in supporting children with other special needs as well, to be able to help everyone.
And so with National's policy to have a second language available to all primary school students, how does that sit in the context of your work? Do you think that that's realistic when you feel like there needs to be more support for English learners?
I think it's a great idea to have children learn extra languages, additional languages, because we are part of a global situation. But I think it's got a whole lot of issues around it, including a child coming in having to learn English first and then branching out. And although their language learning tools are open because they're having to learn a new language, to add extra could be a burden for some. I'd like to see English be their additional language for a while if it can. I think in terms of the learning additional languages in schools, that is a very good idea, but we'd need a lot of support to do that as teachers. A few years ago, the ministry put out these wonderful resources in lots of different languages, and a step-by-step guide for teaching, and that's called things like ya and we and hi, meaning yes in whichever language they are, and thumbs up for sign language, and they're a step-by-step how to teach each lesson. But even then, I think that wasn't always picked up because teachers were too scared to teach the language that they weren't familiar with. And I think also if you're going to teach an additional language, you really want a native speaker teaching it. So within my school, one of our teacher aides is Japanese, and if we were to teach Japanese, and which we're looking at, we'd be looking at upskilling her to be able to teach a language and then using her skills throughout the school rather than putting it on the teachers to teach a foreign language to them.
In the lead up to the election, do you have certain policies that you're on the lookout for or that you're hoping to see announced?
One of the things that we worried about as ESOL teachers when the first national government came in three cycles ago was the effects of national standards on the English language learners, because we were absolutely worried that the children would be going home with report cards saying is well below the standards and having parents being very angry with them for that. And we see that still where parents are saying but she's not up to standard yet, she's been here a year and she's not up to standard, when it can take 3 to 5 years for a student to become proficient in the academic English. So what I'm looking for really is someone who doesn't like national standards, personally, because our schools are judged with the way that the newspapers report it. Our schools are judged on whether our children are above, on, below or well below. And our children come in from other languages well below in many cases. And that affects us as teachers because we're doing the best job we can all the time. And we're being told your school's rubbish because you're well below, not taken into account. Yes, but look where these children have come from in terms of when they came in and 6 months later.
So you almost end up being penalised for trying to do a better job for students who need more support.
Yes.
Right.
Some parties are talking about taking away league tables, and I think that's the bare minimum, because if you let us get on and do our job, we will always do the best that we can do.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.